Tonight, take your Bibles and turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. We will be reading the entire chapter for tonight. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, it says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. You know, there are people who we are examples for. We don't know, sometimes we don't know who we are influencing. But we know that, especially in our families, that our kids learn from us. Our kids learn the words we use. Our kids learn the expressions and the mannerisms that we have. Our kids begin to have likes and dislikes based on what we do them, because our kids want to imitate the parents. And we see that here. We see that in mannerisms here. And then, but you know something? Be careful. Be careful of how you're giving an example to your kids, because they're going to do exactly like you do. We see here, dad's got his phone out. His son's got his phone out too. But you know, we look at things that are good, and I want to give a good example for my kids, and I hope I did. I know I failed at sometimes, but sometimes we give bad examples too, don't we? And they have the same attitudes towards driving that you do, and towards other people that you do. And folks, we got to be careful of that. So tonight, my message would probably be pretty quick, because of the inclement weather, is a follower to be followed. The action point I want you to take away tonight is that before God, we need to be a follower that other people will follow. We need to be a good example that other people can do. That we need to be a model servant so other people can serve like us. My question is this: what if all the people in the church served like you do? What if everybody in the family of God had faith like yours? Where would we be? Are we a follower of Christ to be followed? So, 3 points tonight. The first one is this: who is a good follower to be followed? Well, I'll put it very bluntly: one who follows God. We can't be a good example unless we follow the one that is good. We can't talk about positive things unless we find the one who every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says this. It says, be ye therefore followers of God as what? Dear children. We all as Christians, all as believers, are called to be followers of God. People are watching us. And in verse 2 it says this, and walk in love. The way we live our lives is the example that other people will see. And as we talked about this morning, what should we do? We should walk in love. We should provoke others to love and what? Good works. And walk in love as why? Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Folks, if Christ was an offering for us, we need to be an offering for others. If Christ was a sacrifice for us, we need to be willing to sacrifice for others, because we're supposed to be Christ-like. Be ye therefore followers of God as what? Dear children. Are we picking up God's mannerisms? Are we picking up God's likes and dislikes? They should be the same, folks, in a Christian. Because Christ wants to present us as a what? Glorious church without having what? Spot or wrinkle or any such thing. So who is a good follower to be followed? One who follows God. Who is a good follower to be followed? One who is a responsible example. One who is a responsible example. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 15 through 17, it says, "For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me." Oh, can you say that with your spiritual walk the way it is? See, are we a good follower that can be followed? First of all, you need to be a follower of God. The second one is you need to be one who is a responsible example. When we see the responsibility that Paul set, he didn't leave anything hanging. In verse 17 it says, "For this cause." What cause? Follow God. Follow the example that I'm saying. "For this cause I have sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son, and what? Faithful in the Lord." You know, back in the book of Job, Satan comes and presents himself when the sons of men presented themselves before God. And God said, have you considered my servant Job? Let's say that we were back living with Paul, and we were a follower of the new churches there. Would Paul use us as an example to send to help other people? Would we be responsible enough as a follower of God that we would earn his trust and be sent there? Are we a responsible enough servant of God that God say, "Have you considered my servant here?" He says, he's what? He was my beloved son and what? Faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ. See, to be a follower that needs to be follower, a good example basically, we need to bring people in remembrance of what they need to do with God. And if all we do to talk to our friends is we talk about secular things, we talk about worldly things, we don't talk about God, we're missing the boat, folks. We're supposed to edify one another and lift up. He says, "Bring you in remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in" what? Every church. So who is a good follower to be followed? One who follows God. Secondly, one who is a responsible example and takes their testimony seriously. Folks, if we take our testimony seriously, we should not want to be a bad example to anyone. We should not want to upset anyone. We would not want to even consider being a stumbling block or be an impediment to anyone's faith walk. So, are we a responsible example? Are we a follower of God? Secondly, what are some traits of a good follower that should be followed. The first one is one who works at being a follower. One who works at their faith. One who works out what their salvation with fear and trembling. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, it says, that ye be not what? Slothful. But followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Folks, there's a lot of work to be done. We're not talking about physical work. We're talking about spiritual work. These are the last days, and we're supposed to work because the night's coming when no man can work. So the traits of a good follower who should be follower, who sets a good example, is as one who works at it. You know some people that you worked for at your job or maybe in the military, and you just wanted to follow them. You would do everything that they would ask you to do because they lived the example. They weren't slothful and you wouldn't be either. They motivated one to do something. The second one is one who follows when it's not convenient. One who follows when it's not convenient. You know, it's a good thing to say, oh, how I love Jesus when things are going well. But what about during this pandemic? What about when things are a little hard to follow Christ? Or there may be a little bit of pushback or a little bit of persecution there. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6, our text. In verse 6 it says this, and ye became what? Followers of me, of us. Who? Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus. Well, I could tell you that Paul and Silas got thrown into prison. Paul got thrown into prison. Paul got beat up in Galatia. Paul, all these things. You want to follow an example like that? Yeah, I do, because he had faith that actually worked. He had faith that gave peace. It says, and be ye became followers of us and of the what? Lord. See, if you're a good follower, you need to follow who? God. And if you're a good follower that wants to be followed, you should motivate others to follow God also. And if we're not doing that, we're not being a follower that who should be followed. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word and much what? Affliction or trials or trouble. Folks, that's where faith grows in those times. That's where people could say, how do you do it? How do you get through all this stuff? With what? Joy of the Holy Ghost. That's that peace that passeth understanding. That's that joy unspeakable and full of glory. So what's the trait of a good follower that could be followed? One who works at it. One who doesn't just pay lip service to it. The second one is a one who follows when it's not convenient, when there's trouble out there. And the third one is one who follows fearlessly. One who follows fearlessly. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, it says, and who is he that will harm you if, everybody read it, ye be followers of that which is good. Folks, if we follow God, nothing can hurt us. We might experience physical things, but as far as a spiritual thing, we'll just grow in grace. Amen. I don't fear what man can do unto me. We ought to obey God rather than who? Men. Amen. Peter ought to know. He's the one that started all this. He got thrown in prison in the temple several times. He says, and who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? Sounds like Romans 8. Who can separate us from the love of God? Nothing can. Nothing can. But, and if you are a follower of God, you will suffer for righteousness' sake. If you're not suffering for righteousness' sake, if you're not being looked at from the world's perspective, something is odd. Something's not right. It says, but and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their what? Be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. So see, what? Who is a good follower to be followed? One who follows God. One who is a responsible example. What is the trait of a good follower to be followed? One who works at being a follower. One who follows when it's not convenient. And then one who follows fearlessly. That's an individual follower. But see, we also see in this text that the church of Thessalonica was an example too. And folks, in San Antonio, Tally Road Baptist Church needs to be an example that others can follow too.
Amen.
See, the church should set also an example to be followed. In chapter 2 of verse 14 of this same book, 1 Thessalonians, we see the example set. It says, for ye, brethren, became followers of the what? Churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. Where did this all start? It started in Jerusalem. And then it went to Judea. And then it went to Samaria. And then it went to the uttermost parts of the earth. You know why? Because God wanted it that way. And the people, the early Christians, were followers of God. And they did exactly what God told them to. Sometimes in persecution. And the persecution that they went through actually helped spread the gospel. But folks, now we get persecuted. We say, I'm not coming to church. There's some sort of impediment. I can't come to church now. If other people followed that example, where would the church be? It says, for ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God which are in Judea or in Christ Jesus. But ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews. See, all that shall live godly shall what? Suffer persecution. Christ Himself said, hey, if the world hates me, guess what? They're going to hate you too. And the church has set an example to be followed. The example was set at the church in Judea, the church in Jerusalem, the church at Antioch, the church in Asia Minor. And now they're over in Thessalonica, over on the Greek peninsula. And we have Philippi and Corinth and all those other places there. The example says, for ye, brethren, became what? Followers of the churches of God. And we know that they followed that example. Because in our text tonight, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, it says, so that ye were what? Examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. See, we need to reproduce. We follow God. We follow people who are godly. We pick up how they get through. Find out how they get comforted. We can get their counsel. We pass it on to other people, and people will say, hey, they've got the right answer, and they'll follow us. And they'll go and tell it to somebody else. And those people will say, hey, that's the right truth. Yeah, and we'll pass it on to somebody else. Folks, we need to set the example so people will want to pass our example on down the line. Judea to Thessalonica, Thessalonica to Macedonia, to Achaia, from there to other places. So that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. You know, people are watching. People are watching. They're watching our faithfulness. They're watching our ministry. They're watching our heart. They're watching how we love other people. What do they see? It says, "For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in" what? "Every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything." See, Paul was proud of him. God's proud of them, because they were doing what they were supposed to do. And you know, if we set the proper example, we'll be fruitful. We'll be fruitful as a church. We'll be fruitful as individuals. So tonight, what kind of an example are you? What kind of example are you in faith and in love and in the fruit of the Spirit? What kind of example are you in following the commands of Christ and following the will of God? We need to examine ourselves. And we need to be the follower of God who wants to be followed by other people. We need to possess the traits of a good follower of God. And then secondly, what kind of an example is our church? What kind of example is our church? Do we have a good reputation? Do we have... I only care about what our reputation is about God.
Amen.
I want this church to be known for following the truth, for preaching the gospel, for spreading the gospel, for doing what the Bible commands. We need to follow God's word. What kind of example is our church tonight? Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this time, Lord. I just ask, help us, Lord, to be the examples that you want us to be. Lord, help us to be the examples that other people would want to follow. Help us, Lord, to work at it and to have the right traits and to follow fearlessly, Lord, and to follow at all times. Father, help us, Lord, to follow good examples in our lives. And Father, help us to surround ourselves with examples, Lord, that would encourage us. But Lord, most of all, help us to be an example so others know where we stand and that we follow you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Be with us, time of invitation. We ask these things in your Son's name. Amen.